Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I do want to share the wisdom moment this morning.
Mm-hmm.
The wisdom moment, it's the 17th of the month, so we're looking at Proverbs chapter 17, and then we're going to pick one or two verses from that. That's how we always do it, kind of corresponding. If you want to do this, I encourage you to listen to the corresponding chapter for that month. For example, say it's the 17th of the month. Listen, let the audio play in your iPod, iPhone, or whatever of chapter 17. Just let it wash over you. You don't worry about grabbing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just let that wisdom come over you, because we are lacking wisdom in America in parenting and families and finance. It's just like, and wisdom's crying aloud in the streets. And the question is, will we respond to him? Will we respond to the Lord and his wisdom? Well, Proverbs 17:1 reads, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Think about that. Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. Isn't that so true?
A lot of houses full of strife right now.
I mean, think about that. There's so many houses full of strife, you know? And what it is, when you talk about a house of feasting, because we've gotten so far away from defining, you know, what a blessing is, that that a blessing is food. I mean, people, there was a time when a president got in office because he promised a chicken in every pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and today the mindset is, well, what kind of chicken is it going to be?
What flavor is it?
You know, and I don't want to eat the entire body of the chicken. I just want to eat the wing, which they are good. But I still eat all the parts. And so, but understanding that, and somebody says, well, is it going to be hot, barbecued, spicy, or whatever? He just promised Americans
food,
you know, that a chicken in every pot. And so when he's talking about here, he says, better is a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting. He's talking about prosperity. He's talking about just having a whole bunch of stuff and things as much as you want, you know. And when I think about it, I think about this. The most frequent causes of divorce, the most frequent cause of divorce is over finances.
Right.
It's over finances, over understanding, you know, the perception of finances. No matter what people tell you. It's actually finances. And there's an article we have on the VFN TV blog about this, but many couples fail to openly discuss financial situations before they marry, how they handle debt, their spending habits, their salary information. Can you imagine? The thing is, yes, you can, because we are so left God's way of doing things, mm-hmm. that people are getting married and not even talking about.
You have 17 credit cards.
Right.
I didn't know that. That's kind of important.
Right.
Let's talk about this.
Right. What?
Right.
Well, I knew you wouldn't marry me if I didn't tell you about it.
I figured I'd wait till afterwards.
Yeah, right.
I was kind of out of information.
It's like, oh my goodness, I married a congressman. Oh my goodness. And so, you know, if somebody says, I don't know what her problem was, I don't know what his problem was, you know, that one is like, could it be you actually withheld who you really were? You didn't tell the truth,
mm-hmm.
that the covenant was based on a lie,
right.
You know, that you weren't honest. And God has a way of teaching us about financial integrity. We all make mistakes. Things happen. Things break down, you know, and you have to make decisions sometimes you wouldn't have to make. And we're in a nation that lets us try business and fail.
Mm-hmm.
and recover from that. Most of the most successful businessmen and women in America have built businesses, but the ones and failed, and eventually they succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's so cool about the American dream, that right now it's at risk.
Right.
It's at risk. But what you see is this insatiable appetite for feasting on things and stuff and money.
Right.
You know, there's a song that was on television is saying something, I want to be a billionaire. That's what it says. I want to be a billionaire. And it's like just this lust for more. I want, and you have these programs like talent shows and stuff like American Idol and X Factor and all that. And you hear these guys being interviewed, they're going, I want stuff and more things. And they're just running after, you know, feasting. And they're willing to destroy their homes and their family. And that's what happens. And if we do that, if we don't understand that, that we have to get to the level that there's peace and quiet, even if it means there's a crust of bread. It's amazing how people will spend their whole life in turmoil. They'll spend their whole life just running after everything. And then their life will end up and all they have is a dry crust of bread. And they're going like, I'm the happiest person I've ever been.
Right.
That reminds me of a particular man that he was at a fishing village. And he was a real good fisherman. He'd go out and he'd fish. He'd catch him one or two fish. And then once he caught the fish, he would take his guitar and he would go to the local, you know, this is like a real remote area. I think in Alaska, and he would go and kind of sit around this stove thing in the store, and he would sit there and play some of his guitar, and he would talk with his friends and just relax and all that, and then he would go back to his home, fix up the fish, and eat, and spend some time with other friends that are there, and this one particular MBA, this business you know administration major, comes in there, and he looks at this guy and he thinks, my goodness. He is a excellent fisherman. He knows how to catch fish. Look how he, man, I tell you what. So he builds this whole business plan. He puts it all together. And he figures out, you know, his five-year projections and what the financials would be like. And you're familiar with this.
Yeah.
And he lays all that out. And he's thinking, man, we could begin to build small, and then we'll build and we'll multiply ourselves. So he goes and talks to the guy. He says, listen, I've been watching you, what you're doing, and you're an excellent fisherman. You're an excellent fisherman. I got a plan for you. This is the plan. The plan is that you begin to fish. We'll get a few more boats out here. We'll get some other people, and you teach them how you're fishing, and then they'll go out and they'll begin to fish like you're fishing because you're teaching them your skills.
Right.
And when you multiply that enough, we'll get a fishery here where we can begin to process the fish and freeze it because this is excellent fish that you're catching. And we're going to begin to ship it to different businesses in the United States. And once we get it to a certain point, we'll take it public. We'll actually take it public on the New York Stock Exchange, and we'll sell your company for lots and lots of money. And then you can retire. And when you retire with all that money, you can actually go to the shore every day with your fishing pole.
You can retire.
And you can fish, catch a couple fish, and then when you're finished with that, you can go to the local store and kick back by the stove and talk to your friends and play your guitar, and then you can go home and eat your fish and you can enjoy life.
Be peaceful.
Isn't that amazing? Life goes full circle, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Why do all that? Why not right now? Quit chasing after. You know, Proverbs talks about over and over again, chasing after, you know, the next thing and chasing after the next thing and the next big thing, and just chase after God. Enjoy where you are and the way to where he's taking you. Learn to appreciate when you have a lot. Learn to appreciate when you have a little, but never run after anything other than God. And you'll find out in that your relationships, your family, just like he says in Proverbs 17:1, it's better a dry crust of bread with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting and strife. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.